Outside Senator Marco Rubio's Tallahassee office, a large, brightly colored bus pulls up, and one by one, a group of nuns step out to cheers and applause.
We come up to the, sometimes we come up to greatness and we fall shy. And we're saying, no, stay there. We've got your back. We support you. You're doing a wonderful thing. You're enabling people to live as God would intend them to live. Stay in his light. Don't back down.
That's Sister Mary Ellen Lacey outlining the Catholic political lobby group Network's desire to see the immigration reform bill pass Congress. Network is the sponsor of the Nuns on the Bus tour, and Sister Lacey is urging Senator Rubio to keep pushing for the immigration bill he and the rest of the members of the bipartisan Gang of Eight helped craft. But in recent weeks, blowback to the bill has increased, and Jack Oliver, with the group Floridians for Immigration Enforcement, says the immigration bill puts American workers at a disadvantage.
Nobody's against immigration, but you know, immigration should benefit the country, and you know, in this bill, there's something for everybody. You know, the Democrats are going to get more voters out of it. The Republicans get their continued source of cheap labor. What's in this for the American worker?
For Oliver, the issue is a matter of economics, and he rejects one of the bill's main tenets, a 13-year pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. The proposal also tightens border security and grants more visas to workers from outside the country. And those visas are a big deal for one of Florida's largest industries, agriculture. John Hoblick, president of the Florida Farm Bureau, says he supports the overall effort, but he does draw some lines in the sand.
Giving them that status of being able to work in this country, but not giving them full-fledged citizenship, requiring them to go back after a certain period of time, I think is a fair and equitable way of dealing with this issue.
Hoblick says the agriculture industry needs the labor because Americans won't do it. The average wage for agriculture in Florida is about $9 an hour, and that's a little less than $19,000 a year. Those low wages are why John Oliver says no to immigration reform. He says using immigrant labor depresses earnings, and he cites his own experience as an example. Oliver's brother-in-law is an engineer, and Oliver says his brother has seen big changes in that industry.
You know, engineers used to make, coming out of college, about $70,000 a year. He's telling me now these kids are lucky if they get a job for $18 an hour with no benefits because we're importing engineers on a subcontractor basis. They get no benefits, and these engineers are willing to work for about $40,000 a year.
While economic forces are a major player in the immigration debate, so are political ones. Hispanic and Latino voters are a growing bloc in places like Florida, and they're voting increasingly Democratic. Rich Templin with the Florida AFL-CIO says that's put Florida, a key swing state, in the spotlight again. And it's also raised the stakes for its only Republican U.S. Senator, Marco Rubio.
And when you look at the economics of Florida and the demographics of Florida, any elected official, it would be pure folly to stand in the way of this comprehensive solution.
While Rubio has been actively working in Congress on the immigration bill, Florida Governor Rick Scott has been relatively mum. Scott campaigned in 2010 on a platform largely tied to bringing tough immigration laws to Florida. But after the defeat of an immigration bill in the 2011 legislature, he's been largely silent on the issue, until he vetoed a bill that would have given temporary driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants. That measure received overwhelming support by this year's legislature. And some of Scott's supporters, like the Floridians for Immigration Enforcement's Jack Oliver, are suspicious of what the governor is doing.
I think this is just political posturing. Rick Scott's just another Republican that conned the citizens of Florida into believing he was going to be serious about addressing the illegal immigration problem in Florida when he had no intention of doing so. And now his election's coming up again, and he wants to try and put the perception out there that he's a tough guy that he really isn't.
Oliver is also leery of Rubio, who he accuses of backing down on a promise to oppose what he sees as amnesty. Both Scott and Rubio are on a political tightrope, trying to appeal to and appease multiple constituencies at once. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.